Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you ready for a Jones and Arcan reunion?
I'm ready, Jones.
No Keefe today? I think he's off to the great city of Cleveland, I think, is where
what?
He's off to.
Wow.
I believe.
A little early for a Sig brag, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up the man's spot, but I think he's living the life of luxury in the great city of Cleveland, as I believe. He loves the Rust Belt.
It's another day being jealous of Rich Keefe. You know? What else can you say? Cleveland, huh? What's he doing in Cleveland?
I think he has a good buddy who lives out there. So I think it's a boys trip.
Boys trip. Not a rift.
Well, not that I know.
No,
of.
No problem.
I never
Trump
quite
and Elon
know.
Today or anything.
No. No, this was planned. You know that, Arcand. Arcand in 10 to 2 today. No Keefe. It's Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We got all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can interact, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. As you know, Arcand, always a very, very healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We will get to the NBA Finals last night. Tech's already rolling in. Jones, the Pacers win. That makes the Celtics sweep look better and better. I have thoughts on that. I know people are trying to do that. Our good buddy B-Rob is one of them. Like, oh.
The Celtics sweep last year?
Yes. Oh, it's okay. So impressive what the Celtics did a year ago against Indiana.
Yeah.
And no offense to our good buddy B-Rob, but I disagree with that. I disagree with the text coming in. But Red Sox, Yankees, can you feel it in the air? Can you feel it? It's a big series. You're feeling the atmosphere, the Red Sox-Yankees, the rivalry. It's back in the air, first time in 2025.
I'll be honest. I feel like this may be the last, the end days of the Red Sox. There's 9 games coming up here. 6 of them are against the Red Sox, or against the Yankees. And I just sort of feel like this could be, you remember the Memorial Day Massacre? You remember some of these like big weekends where the Red Sox and the Yankees, and it just ended up being devastating for the season, one or the other, both sides? I think that we're hovering on the brink of that right now. And it's really unfortunate that we're saying these things on June 6th, but that's, I think, where we are.
Where were you preseason with them? Were you, they're a playoff team? Are they
playoff
winning
team,
the
sure.
division? I had him in the, I mean, I'll raise my hand. I'm very guilty of this. I had him in the World Series. I had him winning the AL pennant.
You weren't alone either. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
National people. It was a big, they were a very sexy choice.
I think pretty much everybody except, right, Billy, you were Red Sox in the World Series?
I had them winning it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Billy took it one step farther than me.
Billy had the duck boats.
Like, yeah, seriously. On opening day, like, it's just a feel is a vibe.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to go 162-0.
Nick, you had him in the World Series?
Yeah, but I also had him losing to the Braves, who stink even
worse.
Well,
you know, let's not focus on all the wrong details here, but, like, we were all pretty bullish on the Red Sox. You're more down on them than even I am. You think this is end of days? This is, like, the death rattle of the Red Sox season.
I kind of do because they don't – it's not – we're not talking about a whole season here, right? We're talking about till the trade deadline, and the trade deadline is at the end of July, which is in about 6 weeks from now, give or take, and I think if they fall out of it well before then – you're not going to be talking about adding at the deadline. You're not going to be, right? You've seen reports of this. People are already circling the carcass of this team, looking for Jaren Duran. Alex Bregman's only here for a year. Chapman's probably going to be someone. He's having a great year. They're going to be looking at, like, this is a shortened timeline. And I don't think that Red Sox fans fully appreciate that yet. It's like, well, you know, you want to save Crochet for August and September. August and September for this team may not matter if they can't get out of this 9-game stretch here.
Well, that was wild going back a few starts ago against the Mets, where it's like, yeah, if this were later in the year, we'd probably handle it differently.
Right.
You just got to get to that point. Since you brought up Duran and even Abreu, those are two names that Jeff Passan brought up. Would you move either of those if you're the Red Sox?
Yes.
You would.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't feel great about it.
Hang on. Let me rephrase. Would you move Duran?
If they were out of it?
No. I'm saying right now, today. Right now. Would you be entertaining offers from the Padres?
I wouldn't do it today. I wouldn't trade him today because I still think that you have time to try and fix this. And you have the talent on the team and all the tools to be able to do it. That's what's so frustrating. That's why this team's driving everybody nuts, because they all know how good they're supposed to be and how good they can be and what they should be and everything else. So I think that until it's really, you know, TNT time with this roster, I wouldn't trade anybody of note. But once that barrier kind of gets crossed, and I think we could see that here in the next 2 weeks, then yeah, everything should be on the table.
So I wouldn't move Duran in a vacuum. Like, if I get blown away, you know, the Pirates are all hot after Duran and they're throwing Paul Skeens at me or something, well, of course. But in general, I'm not looking to move Duran. I'd move Abreu if that means you get Anthony up here and you get some pitching help. Like I would do that. And I don't think you need to trade Abreu to call up Anthony. He should already be here.
Well, couldn't you get that for Duran too?
You could, but I would rather have Duran.
I see. Okay.
I would rather keep Duran, and maybe you'd get more for Duran than Abreu, but I think you'd get a pretty good return. We talked about this in spring. Like, I would have moved Abreu for pitching in spring. And you don't need to move an outfielder to get Anthony up here, but if that's what you're telling me they're going to do, and you can balance out the roster and it gets Roman Anthony here, I guess I would entertain that. But on the precipice of Red Sox Yankees, I did not expect to be here. I didn't expect to be talking about blowing up the team and the days. I do wonder on some level, Arcan, if this is kind of what the Red Sox need to get going. And, you know, maybe they get blown out like you suggest they could. They lose 2 out of 3. They get swept. It's a Memorial Day massacre equivalent. You know, an early June massacre, and it goes that way. I could see this waking him up. You know, Cora's gotten prickly, and I think he is getting a little nervous about his situation. I don't know if he's nervous about his job security, but just the way he's viewed by the fan base. Mm. I think that's getting to him. I think that's bothering him. He's been extra prickly. He's talked about the Red Sox process, which I interpret as their approach at the plate. Bradford pushed back on that a little bit yesterday. But that's my interpretation, is it was a shot at Breslow and a shot at Driveline and a shot at baseball ops. And
he's been doing that for a while. Like, remember when he was like, our pitchers should be better than this?
Yeah.
Well, who's that? You know, who are you talking about? You talking about Bailey, or you talking about the pitchers, or what? Like, these guys aren't getting any better. These things aren't improving. Like, all of that. I don't think he's doing all of that to throw the scent off of him. Like, hey, don't blame me for any of these things, because he did say, you know, maybe it's my fault too. But he's also making sure that everyone sees each aspect of what's not going well with this team. And I think that when you sort of spread it out like that, it's tougher to pin it on one guy. Does that make sense?
No, I do. I just think he seems, antsy about what's going on. Again, I don't think he's worried about getting fired. I would move on from him. I never would have given him the extension, as you well know.
At Monday and Tuesday, you didn't think he sounded a little despondent? I thought he did.
I think he does, but I think he sounded checked out all year. I don't think they're going to fire him. I don't think he's worried about being fired. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But I would move on. I would be done with the manager. I never would have given him the extension. Again, as you well know, I was never a big Cora guy.
True, but the extension also came last year when they were on this hot streak. Remember? Like, it was in the middle of June. It was later in the year than we are right now, when the Red Sox really got hot. And by the time you got to the All-Star break, they were 10 games over 500, and that extension looked really smart. And then after the All-Star break, the Dodgers spanked them, and then they went into a tailspin and never came out of it. So, you know, that it's a long season, obviously, but at that point last year, they were kind of cruising, and it seemed like, okay, it looks like Cora's really turned this thing around, and since then, it's just been miserable.
Yeah, so to me, Red Sox Yankees is always a big series. The first meeting of the year, I don't think the hype is there like it's been in the past. I do think by Monday, people are going to feel very differently. Like, this is going to be a pivot point series. And either they take 2 out of 3, and we look at the Red Sox like maybe they're starting to emerge. Maybe they sweep, and the Red Sox are starting to emerge, and they're starting to hit their stride. or it goes the other way, like you said. It's the end of days. I don't think the anticipation is there yet for the series tonight, but I do think by Monday, people are going to look at this as a real pivot point in the season. And I wonder if the Red Sox needed a series like this to be shaken awake a little bit. We're going to find out. Maybe I'm whistling past the graveyard for the obvious that's about to come. I've been bullish on them before. I've been wrong about them before. So I wonder if some of that is going on. We'll take all your thoughts on this series, the significance of it, the state of the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We got the Friday four-pack coming your way at 1130. We have a Top 5 Friday coming up at 1045. Hip-Hop Arcan is in the house.
Excited about this.
So I want Hip-Hop Arcan's Top 5 rappers. Don't give it to me yet.
Dylon, and Dylon.
Something tells me Arcan spent a lot more time on his list than I did on mine. So we'll do that at 1045. We also have the week in review at 1245. Grab bag 130. All that good stuff here on Jones and Keith. You think Cora's actually concerned about his job security? Or let me remind it. Do you think Cora's in any jeopardy?
Yes.
You do?
I do. And I argued with Sammy James from Playtessie about this last night and other people who have sort of, you know, call in and talk about it. They all believe sort of what we thought about, and maybe this is just why it's stuck in my head. It's the same thing people were saying about Gerard Mayo. It's like, no, they just signed him. They're not going to fire him this quickly. Of course, that would be a bad reflection on them. And I think the big difference here is that Gerard Mayo, that was his first year. This was an extension that, as you said, was kind of given out a little hastily. And then after it was given out, things kind of crashed after that. Cora, at the end of the year, comes in and says, this is it. Our struggles are behind us. The front office goes out and spends in the offseason for the first time in a decade. And now this is the result. Like, he should be on the hot seat. And I think that while right now it's easy to say, oh, no, it's the beginning of the extension, they're not going to do that. If things continue to get worse, there's 4 months left in this season. You have the rest of June, July, August, and September.
That's, you have it at nine more games,
right?
Is what you have it.
But nine more until it actually matters. But like in terms of us having to sit there and say, welcome to the Mass Mutual pregame show, you know, and all of this, it's 4 more months of this.
Yeah.
I don't know that even as checked out as John Henry and the ownership may appear sometimes, that they'll be able to tolerate that for 4 months. I don't think they have it in them.
What bothers you most about what Cora's done this year? Like, what's been his biggest issue and a reason why he should be worried about his job?
The Devers thing. That, to me, I mean, there's been certain cases over the course of the season where there's been in-game decisions and pulling crochet and, like, things like that, which I didn't like or I didn't agree with. But I think you have to give a little bit of that to every manager in baseball. They're going to have moments like that. They're going to have things like that. How many of them have a situation with a player who's considered, you know, the face of the franchise, the best player on the team, who you're supposed to have this relationship with, and nothing gets resolved even through a meeting with the owner who flew to Kansas City and sat down with the two of them, and then nothing happened? Like, he hasn't taken one grounder at first base since that meeting. That meeting was almost a month ago. And John Henry sat him down in a room and said, I don't know what he said to him, but whatever he said, Rafael Devers didn't really do follow up with it, did he? I mean, what could Henry have said? We need you to play first base. He's not playing first base. He's not even taking grounders at first base.
No, he had
What was that meeting?
What was that this week? It's all running together. That was earlier this week, right? Where he was out there trolling on the field, where he was at shortstop and he had a glove standing over by first base. So, yeah.
Admittedly, that was pretty funny. I'll give credit where it's due. From one troll to another, that was pretty funny.
I was going
to
say, I appreciate a good troll job. I do. But, like, making a mockery of this when you're arguably the biggest problem on the team. I know people think that's crazy. Oh, he's hitting. How could you say he's the biggest problem on the team? Well, he's hitting at DH, and he's a major reason Roman Anthony isn't here. He's a massive reason why Roman Anthony isn't here. Most of it's the contract manipulation, service time manipulation, ownership being cheap. But where are you going to play him on the field? What's his spot? It's part of the reason I think they're talking about trading Duran and Abreu is because Devers won't move. So for everybody who's like, well, you can't trade Duran, and I like Abreu. I don't want to move either of those guys. I wouldn't start with trading those guys. Part of the reason they're being made available or they're being talked about in trade discussions is because Devers won't move. So I think he's a massive problem on the team. I think you identified it. I think it's the biggest issue going on with Alex Cora. Secondarily, and I think this has been going on now for years, and I've pointed this out, as you know, for years. They've been horrible defensively for years, okay? They've been horrible running the bases for years. There's no attention to detail with this organization.
Horrible in the field, too.
Yeah, the thing I used to hear, is, oh, well, he has a bad roster, and he's getting the most out of his roster, and what are you supposed to do with this roster? Which I rejected. I didn't even buy into then, but I at least understood it. It's like, okay, It's a bad roster. What is the manager supposed to do? What manager is going to come in and get more out of this roster than Alex Cora? I had some suggestions, but do I really know? No, it's a crappy roster. I agree. This is a much better roster this year.
Sure.
I don't think this is... I was probably too bullish on them, obviously, being in the World Series. But it's a playoff roster. It's absolutely a playoff roster.
It's not a five games under 500 Thank roster. You. I mean, we all agree there.
And yeah. They're underachieving. So why? What's wrong with the team? The Devers thing is a major factor, but I don't think Cora's been a good manager maybe ever, but certainly in the last 4 years, he hasn't been a good manager. They've been horrible and wildly underachieved.
Yeah, and one thing that people keep asking is, well, what's the identity of this team? There's not a positive identity for this team. The identity of this team is what you just said. They can't field. They can't run. They strike out all the time. They lose every one-run game they play in. Like, that's their identity. That's the things that they're known for. They have good players. Like, Crochet is great, and Bregman's great, and Devers has been playing well. But they also have, like, half their starting lineup on any given night is a black hole in the lineup. You know, between Rafaela, between Story, between Christian Campbell lately, Cassis before he got hurt, not to pile on him, but you know what I mean? Like, Duran's got an OPS in the sevens this year. Rafaela's not been good. Like, that's a big problem. And to your point, Rafael Devers could help out with that, not by batting for those guys, but by moving over and having someone come up that can replace one of them, which he refuses to do.
Yeah.
And that is a reflection of Cora.
No, I like it. Just keep, as long as Devers hits, just leave him there. That's my favorite one. Well, he's hitting. Don't move him. You don't think he could hit and play first base? You don't think he could hit and play third base? And oh, by the way, great. Don't move. Let's trade Duran because you won't move. Great. Don't move. Let's not call up Roman Anthony. Like, all those things are interconnected. And for people to not get that blows my mind. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. Jones and Keefe, Arcan in for Keefe here today. On WEEI, how much is at stake for the Red Sox in Red Sox-Yankees? How do you get the rivalry back between Red Sox and Yankees? Plus, I do like some of the texts rolling in here as well at 617-779-7937. That's a good one, Arcan. Arcan is the team player that we wish Rafael Devers was.
That's right.
It's a good point. You could have been like, no. I'm staying at night. No, thanks, Ken. I'll talk to you tonight at 6. I want to do Red Sox pregame, but no. You said, I will be here 10 to 2.
That's right. I said, I'd much rather be done at 2 o'clock.
As we all always say, if Rafael Devers could be a little bit more like Christian Arcan, this team would be in a much better spot. So you can jump in
could
on
fix
the phone.
A swing, too.
And the text line as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Timeout, OKC! Tyrese Halliburton does it again!
That is what Tyrese Halliburton has been doing all postseason. Taking his time, you give him half a step and knocks it down with 0.3.
No hesitation in those big moments. He wants the ball in his hands.
Arkan, you were working late, so I know you were up for the end of this game.
Tremendous.
Another wild finish involving the Pacers. Nick said it best before the show today. He's like, you can't go to bed early at a Pacers game. Like, you can't do it. I was nodding off at the end of the game. I woke back up for like the final minute. OKC went up. It was 15 in the fourth quarter. OKC went up, I want to say, like 9 with just under 3 minutes to go. Indy had cut it to 4. Turner missed a 3 that would have cut it to 1. OKC opens it up. They make it 9. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to doze off a little bit. I wake back up with a minute to go. It's a one-possession game. Williams misses a shot. SGA eventually misses another shot. Carlisle doesn't call timeout. Halliburton comes down, sticks the elbow jumper, 0.3 seconds left. Pacers win game 1. It's the most, I think, and the NBA is not typically improbable. It's a favorites league. The favorites usually win. The favorites oftentimes until the last 5 years or so win multiple championships. It's a very predictable league. It's one of the wildest, most unpredictable runs I can think of in my lifetime in the NBA.
Yeah, it's right up there. And it's coming off of, in the other side of the bracket, the Celtics blowing those 20-point leads in the first two games. Like, the whole playoffs in the East, anyway, involving teams in the East have been really wild with these comebacks, with these collapses. And I didn't really think, especially the way that game started, 20 turnovers in the first half for the Pacers. It was
ridiculous.
One of the ugliest halves I've ever seen. I thought Indiana is not ready to play this game. They are not ready to go out there and compete with this team who Oklahoma City all year has been suffocating on defense. And I saw that first half and thought, I don't think I really need to even watch the second half. The 12-2 run to start in the fourth, and then that last one at the end. I mean, those Pacers, man, they are really fun. And Halliburton, that shot was just balls on the table.
Well, so I'm trying to think of an equivalent for Halliburton, because there are some games where he takes over and he's an all-NBA player and he was on Team USA. And I don't mean to, you know, make him sound like he's just an average player that rises up in a big moment. But I don't think there's anybody scared. We talked about this earlier in the week. Like, who would you rather have for the final 2 minutes of the game? I'm like, well, I'd rather have SGA for the final 2 minutes. But final possession, Halliburton's the guy. He's terrifying. He's hit 4 game winners in this postseason. They kept showing the graphic over and over again on ABC and ESPN last night. In the last, whatever it's been, 30 years, he's tied with Reggie Miller, second on the list behind LeBron for game winners.
I'm surprised LeBron's the leader in that.
Me too. I feel like ESPN was messing around with the numbers. I'd have to really look at the data to really figure that out. Oh, that's the show's GOAT, Arkan, so don't disrespect LeBron James. But, yeah, no, he's
LeBron
been
John.
Thank you. He's been unbelievable in these spots, and you knew he was going to hit the shot. So, I don't know, maybe at some point they turn into a pumpkin, but I've been trying to come up with the equivalent of a guy who kind of coasts through the game. He was not dominant whatsoever last night. He wasn't red hot, locked in all game, but when the game's on the line, he rises up and comes through. I don't know that there is an equivalent in professional sports. Forget basketball, and feel free. Suggest it on the phone line. Suggest it on the text line, Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, at Jones, WEEI, send them in. I was trying to come up with one. Lanny brought up a pretty good one. Friend of the show, Robert Horry.
Good one.
But Halliburton's a way better player. No disrespect to good friend of the show, Robert Horry. But again, Halliburton is an all-NBA player and an all-star, and he's been on Team USA. Like, Robert Horry would come through in clutch spots over and over
again. And was on a lot of great teams and all that.
But I don't know that I can come up with a real equivalent for Halliburton. I'm curious if anybody can. It's unprecedented.
Who the offense runs through the guy and he doesn't have a great game, but then at the end he's really good. Yeah, that's a rare one. And I think it also, not to tear down Tyrese Halliburton, because he's obviously a great player, but you're right. Like, that sort of combination of a guy who you know is getting the ball at the end of the game, who when he's hot, you know, can give you like 40 points, but on most nights, and there was a long stretch this year where he was coming back from the injury. Remember, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And people were starting to say maybe Tyrese Halliburton's lost his explosiveness, or maybe he's lost his quickness, or maybe he can't play like Steve Urkel anymore. Have you seen that video, by the way?
No.
Okay, so there's a video of Steve Urkel when he plays basketball on Family Matters, and he's like really good. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Oh, I remember the episode. I haven't seen this in relation to Halliburton.
They splice it in with highlights of Halliburton. It's exactly the same. It's amazing. It's one of the best basketball videos I've ever seen.
Like his shooting form, you mean? Because Halliburton's shot is still so gross.
It really is. But yeah, it's that. It's a little bit of that. His like layup package, his crossover moves, all of it. I'll show it to you during the break. It's amazing.
All right.
So I thought that, and a lot of people thought that Halliburton maybe was not going to be the same guy after that injury. And he didn't look like the same guy when he came back. But now it's hard to deny that this is a force in the league here.
So I read this text earlier. But I'll reiterate, because I don't think it applies whatsoever. Hey, Jones, the more the Pacers win, the better the Celtics sweep last year looks. It's the same exact Pacers squad. What say you? That texter is not alone. That might have been our good friend B-Rob, who tweeted this out. I love B-Rob, but I couldn't disagree with this more. He says the Celtics' most impressive playoff feat with this core may end up being the sweep of the Pacers last year. I guess that's a more fair comment, because it's the most impressive feat. That doesn't make it impressive. Halliburton got hurt in game two last
year. Like, he wasn't even playing. Come on.
He got hurt in game two. The guy who hits all the game winners didn't play for 2.5 games. How is anybody going back and retroactively trying to make the Celtics run more impressive a year ago? It wasn't the same Pacers team, A. And B, their best player was hurt for almost the entire series. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's one thing you're talking about. Like,
this is an example of why what the Celtics did last year wasn't impressive. When we called out the easy path, this is why we called out the easy path. The best player in the biggest spot wasn't there.
Yeah. Now, if you remember that series, there were some really good games. There was the buzzer beater game with Jaylen Brown. I think there were two other games where the Celtics were trailing the entire game until like the very last couple seconds.
Was it game two or three where, because you're right, Jaylen forced overtime in game one. Was it game two or three where Holiday had the steal and took over?
Where he stripped Nembhard, I think, or somebody?
I was game three, but I forget. It all runs together. But Halliburton was gone by that point.
Yeah, it was a sweep, but it was a very good series. Like, there were very, very good, competitive, fun games. And I think that, you know, they get sort of forgotten when you look back at, they won four straight. And the Celtics were clearly much better, and Halliburton was clearly not playing. So, I don't know. I mean, like, that. Yeah, the Pacers were good. They were good to make it to the conference finals last year. They beat up on a Knicks team that didn't have Brunson playing. And everybody, like, you know, Giannis was out. Like, everybody was out except for the guys on the Celtics. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna say that makes that less special what the Celtics did. But I don't think it makes them beating the Pacers last year any more impressive.
No. I watched the way the Pacers play. And there's two things that I would take away from the Celtics. Beyond just Halliburton being clutch and Tatum not. And if you can't tell the difference, I don't know what to tell you. People who think Tatum's clutch, watch Halliburton and then tell me if Tatum's clutch. Tatum has no moments like that in his career. Halliburton has four this postseason. And not a lot of guys can do that. As we just said, since 97, the list is LeBron, Reggie Miller, and him. That's it. So not a lot of guys can do that. But please, anybody who wants to pretend Tatum is clutch, he's not even the most clutch guy on his team. Never mind in the league. Never mind compared to a guy like Tyrese Halliburton. But my two real takeaways are the Pacers have a real coach in Carlisle. And I don't hate Mazzulla as much as some people. I'm not firing Mazzulla. I think he goes into next year on notice. Mm. But I'm not firing Mazzulla. I like Mazzulla. I think he's a top five coach in the league. Like, I don't even think he's a bad coach. But he's not as hands-on or doesn't have the system that Carlisle has. The other thing that I've come around on this watching Halliburton, and even though he floats through games, this is a big Wiggy thing, Arkin.
Love a big Wiggy thing.
The Celtics it's my favorite. The Celtics may need a pure point guard to run the offense. And those guys are hard to find. We asked Tim Welsh about this last week. We were in Newport for the road show last Friday. You know, he's like, well, where are you going to find those guys? Those guys aren't easy to find. I acknowledge that. But having somebody a little more natural running the offense than Tatum might go a long way to some of these late possessions and when they go into a funk, bailing them out. I think those are two things the Celtics should take away from Indiana. Having a more pure point guard run the offense and having Mazzulla have a real offensive system as opposed to what they do right now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about both of those things, especially the point guard situation, because you're not going to be running the offense through Tatum next year. Tatum's not going to be there. And if you're going to try and run it through Jaylen Brown, God help us all, you know, if he's out there trying to bring the ball up and run the offense, and I like Jaylen Brown, but, you know, he has his limitations, and you saw those in the playoffs for sure. He's turning the ball over left and right. You probably need one of those things for this upcoming season. And as a way to sort of bring Tatum back in and rebuild the offense, I think having someone like that there, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be like Chris Paul or something, but like a guy like that, a distributor, as you're mentioning here, who's not shoot first necessarily. And I think that on some level, Holiday provided that. I don't think Holiday was a guy looking for his own shot all the time.
No, but I don't think they asked Holiday to run it.
Right.
You know, like I think
it was Tatum. Who was
Holiday
doing it,
might have been capable of running it. Even he, to me, is not a pure point guard. It's typically Tatum. And, you know, Tatum's good at identifying two-on-ones, and he's good at, I think he's really good at finding open shooters by the three-point line. But that just feeds into what the Celtics offense is now, shooting threes.
Yeah.
And I think they need a little bit more. I think you see that with Indiana. So you guys can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Our pal Johnny in Brooklyn will get us started today. What's up, Johnny?
Arkan Jones, the demon and the Baptist.
What's
I'm
up,
so
Johnny?
Excited to hear you guys today. Thanks for taking the call. I got three quick things for you, okay? Real quick.
Okay.
The players poll that had Halliburton voted as the most overrated player in the league, that's not looking so hot. Number two, I think there should be a curse for teams that are featured in terrible TV commercials. Last year it was the Thunder, and I think it was an ad for Kia. If you remember, they're like singing this awful.
What a pro wants, what a pro. That. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah that was awful. Oh no, that was like T-Mobile or something, right? I think they're in a Kia ad now. They have another terrible.
Where
ad
they're all
going
dressed the same. Yeah, right. Yeah.
This year it was the Knicks and the ad with DiVincenzo making that.
Now I like.
How
that
dare
ad.
You? I like that ad.
That was really funny.
That's a good ad.
No, come on. Too many. I've seen it too many times.
Well,
maybe.
You're right. The commercial thing has been sinking these teams, Johnny. You're right about that.
Well, there you go. Finally, you asked for a comparison. This is a bit of a throwback. The guy didn't make it quite as far because he got hurt. But I believe it was 2007, Baron Davis on the Warriors. They were the eighth seed. They beat the Mavericks, right, who were the one seed. And then he was taking it to Utah. And he was just on a completely different planet. But then he got hurt.
Yeah, was that like clutch last second shots? That, I mean, Baron Davis is awesome.
He had like a tip in, I think, in that series or something at the end of the game. Maybe it was a while ago, but I sort of remember that.
But no, I mean, I remember that run. You know, I watched. Did that go seven Warriors and Mavs in the first round? Whatever it was, when the Mavs got knocked out by Golden State, the eighth seed.
Monte Ellis, Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, like Jay Rich.
Yeah.
I was at the old Copperfields watching that game.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Yeah. Copperfields.
Yeah, is where I was for that. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm buying in on that comparison. I'm not sure I have a better one.
Because Davis didn't coast through the games and then get good at the end of the game. Like, that's not what people thought of him.
He was great the whole game.
Right.
Halliburton was like an afterthought all game, and then when he has the ball at the end of the game, he's a killer.
Yeah. Gilgeous Alexander was killing him in that game.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting to the foul line a lot, but he had like 36 points or whatever in the fourth quarter, and Halliburton was way behind him until the very end when he evened it up.
Most overrated player in the league. Halliburton is not that. Save some votes for Tatum next year is what I would say.
I see why they voted for him, though. Like, I get it. Like, I get why they'd probably put him in there. It's because of what we're talking about. Oh, this guy's so great. Half the time, he doesn't even show up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could see why you'd get those votes.
617-779-7937. You can climb aboard. Jones and Keefe, Arkan in today. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45 and coming up next. And I'm very excited for it. With hip-hop Arkan in the house. I know he spent a lot of time on his top five Friday list. Our top five favorite, not best, top five favorite rappers next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keith. Hip Hop Arcan in for Keith today. Keith is touring the Rust Belt. I think he's making sure who he was telling me who the Guardians are playing. He's going to the Jake.
Nice.
That's how Billy says it's always referred to, right? It's not Progressive Field.
Always the Jake. Always Comiskey.
Always the Jake.
Always Qualcomm.
Always Qualcomm.
Always Enron Field.
Yes. We'll always have Enron. And so he's touring the Rust Belt, taking in a Guardians game. So Hip Hop Arcan in today. So I said, what would be good for a top five Friday? I want Arcan's definitive top five favorite rappers, and I want to know what they are. I know he stayed up late doing it,
mm-hmm.
And so I want to hear your top five favorite rappers. I'll give you mine as well, but count them down. Arcan, start at five, go to one.
All right, I'll start with number five here as I'm going first, and my number five top rapper is Kool G Rap. Are you familiar with him?
Well, I don't think so, but okay. Go ahead.
So he's an old school guy. He was around the time of like Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and sort of that, you know, in the 80s and early 90s, and still makes music now. And I think at that time was, to me anyway, one of the first guys that I like ever heard that rapped about stuff that I had no idea about. I mean, really, like, you know, gritty sort of street stuff, but in a way that I just had to keep listening to. And,
who is this?
Cool G Rap and DJ Polo was his DJ who did all of his beats, and really just a brilliant producer. So that was that was number five for me.
Okay.
Still a fan of his now.
We all know DJ Polo, so good. Keep going.
Of course. Yeah. Number four, from the Wu-Tang Clan, the GZA, a.k.a. the Genius. From the Wu-Tang Clan is my fourth favorite rapper of all time. I love the Wu-Tang Clan, but he's my favorite. I love his voice, and I love his solo albums.
Okay, so there's a lot of disrespect to the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan. I think, although there's more spots, but the GZA mm-hmm. in there at number four, Kool G Rap at number five. Who are your top three?
Number three, I'm going with Pusha T from Clips. They just put a new song out, and they have a new album coming out very soon with Pharrell doing all the beats there. Do you know the Neptunes broke up, by the way? Pharrell and Chad Hugo broke up.
I got to be honest, I must have missed that one.
I was very upset to hear that. Anyway, Pusha T's put out some great stuff lately. He told Kanye to go screw, and I thought I liked that too. And I've been a fan of his for a very long time. Number two, Reggie Noble, a.k.a. Redman, my second favorite rapper of all time. I don't really think I need to justify this. He's one of the all-time greats.
Keith has brought this to my attention. Redman is technically not in Wu-Tang.
He is not in Wu-Tang.
He is not in Wu-Tang.
No, no, no. He performs with Method Man a lot, but he was not and has never been in Wu-Tang.
Not like, is he like an honorary member?
I don't believe so.
No, not anything.
No.
Okay, well, I misspoke.
So Capadonna became like Wu-Tang affiliate. I don't know if he ever actually made it into the group because Old Dirty Bastard passed away, obviously. And so I don't know. I don't think they ever replaced him. Like his son did some tours with them, like ODB is one of his kids. Redman, not part of Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
But my second favorite rapper, and number one, I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z number
one. A little bit of a basic bitch number one, but just in terms of the total catalog, that's who I'm going with for number one.
How about that? Any close cut? So Arcan's top five again. Cool G, counting down 5-1. Cool G, Rap, GZA, Pusha T, Redman, Jay-Z. Any tough omissions for you? Anybody who was difficult that you had to leave on the cutting room floor?
Yes. Elda Sensei from The Artifacts, who I love. Juju from The Beatnuts. You know I love The Beatnuts.
I was just going to say this, actually. No joke. I thought you were a big Beatnuts guy. Where are The Beatnuts?
I am a big Beatnuts guy, but like lyrically, we're just talking rappers. Like the thing I like more about The Beatnuts is their beats.
You know? Yeah, it makes
obviously,
sense.
Like, that's sort of what they're known for.
They're not the lyric nuts.
It's true, they're not. Yeah. So it was tough to leave them off. I like Lil Wayne a lot. You know, tough to leave him off. He's had this big long career.
Apparently the Carter 6 not so great though.
Carter 6 I heard is really bad.
I haven't listened to it yet, but apparently not great.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I'll give it a fair listen. But yeah, that's my top 5.
Okay. Here's my top 5. You ready for a real basic bitch list?
Oh yeah.
Number 5, earmuffs out there, Steph Diggs, Offset, Migos. Big fan. You don't like the Migos?
I love Migos.
Okay. This is mostly just a shot at Steph Diggs and Cardi B, but Offset.
You see that Offset shut off his social media?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there was a little back and forth with Diggs, and then Offset said, I'm shutting down my Instagram.
He shut it down.
Yeah, he went zero dark LeBron or whatever.
I missed out on one of my top 5 rappers doing that. I missed out on that. Number 4, Eminem. You an Eminem fan?
I like Eminem. I don't have him in my top 5, but I'm a fan.
I heard your top 5. Mm-hmm. I was just asking if you liked him.
I like him.
Number 3, I got Biggie, which I know, Wiggy, we were talking about this last week at dinner, because I froze up a little bit. Alan in Nashville called in last week, longtime veteran of the music industry. Mm-hmm. He hooked Keith up with some Korn memorabilia.
Nice.
And he goes, Jones, if you got any acts out there that you really like, just let me know. I'll hook you up. And I kind of froze up Craig Breslow style when Craig Breslow got asked about his favorite musicians, what music he enjoys. I kind of froze
You're like,
up.
You're like, Driveline.
Yeah, in the same manner. And so we were talking about this at dinner, and I asked everybody around me. They all had very quick answers. Wiggy had Notorious B.I.G. Mm-hmm. on the top of his list. Number 2, Arcan, I think you have this wrong, Jay-Z. And number 1, I have my favorite rapper of all time. You'll hear about High Noon, DMX.
All right. That's a good list.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in power there, King.
Absolutely. And I would have probably Biggie higher, but, you know, small catalog. That's sort of the problem. You know, Tupac, too. Like, everyone talks about him.
I mean, you'd have him higher. You don't even have him in your list.
I would have him, like, in the top 5, but he only had a couple out, you know? Like, that's – and he's great, obviously. But, yeah, just a short catalog, short life, unfortunately. It's the, you know, the way it is.
I got a list. Here's the order of my list that it's in. It goes Reggie, Tupac, and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, Jay, Corrupt.
Where's Offset? That's what I want to know.
I didn't hear Offset there. Reggie, though. Reggie Noble. That's Redman. We both have him on the list.
Ah.
Yep. A lot of crossover in that list.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of crossover.
Andre 3000 is another one he said there. That's a good one for the list, but I didn't have him in.
I thought about putting either him or Big Boy from Outkast. Mm-hmm. I did not.
It's tough with the groups, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. You don't want to break them up.
Right.
You can't put Kanye on a top 5 these days.
No,
you can't. That can't be done, but I considered it. But that can't be done.
I never liked Kanye that much as a rapper.
Oh, get out of my face.
As a rapper, I didn't. I loved his beats and his songs, but I didn't think he was a great rapper.
Okay.
I never thought that.
This is Hip Hop Arcan. Who had the stronger list?
Even before the Ku Klux Klan stuff.
I'm being yelled at for not knowing who Kool G Rap is. R.I.P. Jones doesn't know who Kool G Rap is. OMG Jones, this is very embarrassing for you. Jones, please don't even give your list.
They probably didn't make it to Vermont. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Black Thought from the Roots, 978. Good one. I should have had him.
No joke. So, honestly, but other names on my list that I left off, Black Thought from the Roots and Wayne. Neither of us had Lil Wayne. I like him as well. So there you go. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on a top 5 Friday.
Who do you think Keith's top 5 favorite rapper?
Good question.
It's probably like weird. Like
yeah. Fred Durst. you know, things like
Pitbull.
That. I would guess it's something like that.
No, it's all that rap rock combo.
Yeah.
So, that's just nu metal.
Yeah, no, I think he does like Redman. I feel like this has come up. I feel like this is why when I said Redman's in Wu-Tang, he's like, well, he's not. So okay, honestly, yeah, I'm mocking Keith. He probably has a much stronger list than I would. Again, you can discuss 617-779-7937. I want to get all Arcan's thoughts on a big fan of Offset like me, Steph Diggs, the week that was for the Patriots. And we have some news out of the NHL. Bruins hire their crummy coach yesterday, Marco Sturm. And today, Peter DeBoer gets fired. So as long as the Bruins waited, they might not have waited long enough to get an actual real head coach in here in Boston. We have thoughts on that. Patriots as well coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.